look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Let's head to Enfield for this news around the region. We are heading into month number 4 for investigations surrounding the mysterious death of a 12-year-old girl in Enfield. Her name is Eve Rogers. She was found dead in her family home back in March of this year. Her stepfather currently facing sexual assault charges, but not murder charges. Now, new evidence has come to fruition, and it has to do with Benadryl, lethal doses of Benadryl found in the little girl's system. Joining us now to give some insight into this, and again, has nothing to do with the investigation, but certainly has a lengthy background in law enforcement. He is our law enforcement expert on the show, also my co-host for Beating the Badge here on WICC, Gary McNamara. Gary, first and foremost, let's talk about when I heard lethal dose of Benadryl, and I don't know where your brain went, but I know for me, I immediately thought about in the last 3 months, the child advocate here in the state of Connecticut talked about the Benadryl challenge possibly resurfacing. Could that be connected to this case when you look at Eve Rogers and the fact that social media continues to come up as well in this investigation? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think you have to look at that, Melissa, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, that the timing of it and the fact that she is a person that's apparently been online a lot, you know, that would be obviously one of the things that they would be looking at. And that's why, if you remember, when the medical examiner came back with the toxicology report, you know, generally what happens is the police respond to a scene. They do an investigation, especially in a untimely death. They go to the medical examiner. The medical examiner does an autopsy. If they can't determine cause and manner of death, they do a toxicology. You could do a toxicology anyway, but the toxicology was what we were waiting for. Toxicology came back kind of where the medical examiner pushed it back and said, we still have to do more investigation. So now what we're finding is that toxicology report came back with that large amount of Benadryl. So they're working, the investigators now working, and that is definitely going to be one of those theories that they're going to have to look at.
So what's interesting about that then, Gary, is why would there still be investigation into a murder? Because wouldn't that then become an accidental overdose situation? Like it seems, and again, I don't want to speak for investigators, but it seems like they're still gunning for murder.
Well, they're doing that. That's the thing. So the search warrants, they're searching for evidence of a homicide. It's not necessarily that they have not concluded that it's a murder. They're searching. Search warrants will spell out what they're looking for because it's an untimely death because of the other evidence that's involved with it. That they're saying that we believe that there's evidence of homicide within the places that we're searching. And they're searching for that evidence. They may never come up with an evidence to say that this girl was the victim of a homicide, but they're looking for evidence of that. And then a judge looks at the search warrant and says, yeah, you've kind of established this probable cause to believe she died of some means that is not accidental. Let's continue to look for evidence of that. But it may come back to say that it was accidental. That's the key with this, is that now that they have Benadryl, and they didn't say that the cause of death was and manner, they haven't determined that yet. The medical examiner, I don't believe, has officially said the cause and manner yet. But they found this in her system. So now they're going to go back and say, well, here's the questions they're going to ask. Was it accidental? In other words, was she taking it and she didn't realize it? Was it intentional? Or did someone else, you know, do it, get it in her system?
Well,
that's,
and so
that's
that,
probably the three things.
That kind of stands out to me, too. And again, we've got Gary McNamara here, our law enforcement expert on the show. What's weird, though, is, and I just remember, I don't know the story as well as I would say other reporters do, admittedly, just because it's so far out of our listening area, but we're keeping tabs on it. But there are two things that stand out to me. The social media aspect, I feel like, keeps coming up. The fact that earlier in that week before she was found dead, she was out in the middle of the night, like at a convenience store. Parents didn't know. The police were very familiar with the parents and they had issues with that. But the other thing that stands out to me is there was some kind of like locked box in her room with medication. Like they found medication, but it doesn't match this liquid form of Benadryl. I'm very confused by this. I mean, do they need to now go back and find out where this Benadryl even came from? Because it seems like when they did a sweep of the house, they didn't see anything that would have showed liquid form of Benadryl. Like, so how would that have even gotten into her system? Again, I know Gary has nothing to do with this investigation, but I'm always fascinated by, you know, you've been on enough crime scenes. You know, where would that have come from? Like, what does that mean now?
So part of what we found out was that there was some Benadryl in the house. But the Benadryl in the house is in, and again, this is just surface level. I don't have all the details, but it was in a pill form.
Right.
And so the autopsy, the medical examiner came back and said those pills, for the amount of Benadryl in her system, she would have had to take so many of those pills that other evidence of the pill taking, meaning like a dye or a coating that goes over the pills, we would have found that in her system
as
well.
So there's no way she did it in pill, right?
That's right. So that's why the pill. So now they can look at. So they're going under this theory that this was some sort of a liquid form of it. You're right. So my question would be now, when they did the search warrant initially, when they respond to the scene and they take photographs and they do a crime scene search of photographs and all that stuff, is there evidence? So if this was accidental or whatever, where are the bottles? Where's the liquid? Where's the remnants of the liquid? Where is it? Because if she did it accidentally, the bottles would be right next to her, presumably.
Right.
Because she took so much of it. Or maybe she was at someone else's house. Who knows? If she did it accidentally. If she did it on purpose, the evidence would be there.
Would have been there.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no way they missed that, right? I mean, this sounds stupid, but there's no way they missed that, right?
Well, I don't know whether they would. Yeah, I wouldn't assume that they would, you know, especially in photographs or something. You know,
right.
You're not taking, when you do a search warrant, you're not taking every single piece of, you know, evidence. You know, like you're not looking what you don't know. So,
right.
I don't know.
1.8 liters of liquid Benadryl,
right.
You would, I mean, that's
right.
What? That's like five water bottles worth? I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot that I feel like.
Yeah, for them to be, right. And then you go back to, again, this is all part of an investigation. So remember we talked about it early on that she had a safety plan or somebody had a safety plan in the house. Remember we talked about?
Yeah, what's come of that?
Right. I have not heard anything more of that, whether or not. Right. But that all starts to, what we're watching now, and it's so important for people to understand, is you're watching a police investigation go on. You know, it's not television where it's an hour long show with commercial breaks. It's crime to conviction in a 45-minute segment. We're watching what unfolds. So now the investigators have another piece of the puzzle from the medical examiner. And now they're doing other things. They're looking back on I'm sure what they found at the house. Is there any other evidence? They're doing more interviews based upon what they found from the medical examiner. That's why they're searching the ordering history of the parents, I believe, to find out on Amazon whether they ordered a large amount of Benadryl. You know, they're continuing the investigation based upon what the medical examiner said.
I'm telling you, if you're into crime podcasts, just for the record, get yourself a friend who's been in law enforcement, because poor Gary McNamara, I think he likes talking about cases. I think he enjoys it because he worked in it for so long. But also, as a reporter, I am always fascinated by how investigations work. I'm certainly not, you know, sitting here enjoying watching what's going on. This is a horrific story out of Enfield. A 12-year-old girl back in March, her body found inside her family home. Her stepfather right now is only facing sexual assault charges regarding this case. Police are still, though, looking into potential murder. They have not linked him to that, but that could happen. Who knows? Now there's new evidence this week that there was a lethal dose, and I looked it up really quick. You'd be proud, Gary. You know how I don't use like AI at all, or I try not to, but Gary's really into AI. Yes, I did that. And I just checked really quickly how many Poland Spring bottles, because that's if I'm ever going to buy a water bottle, that's what I'm going to get. It's 3.6 of those Poland Spring bottles. That's how much was found in her system. That's crazy. I mean, that's an insane amount. So what I was thinking about, though, is, okay, going back to my last question, which was, how could they have missed that if, in fact, there was evidence of that on scene? Let's say there's not, because I feel like there's video of them going through trash bins, going through her bedroom. Like there's footage of that, and we've seen it. And I just don't think you're going to stash it kind of, you know, under a floorboard. And if they did, I think you'd find it. I'm thinking now about, let's go back to 2019, Jennifer Dulos. I know I'm totally all over the place. Follow me here, though. Jennifer Dulos, mother of five, you know, presumed dead. Her ex-husband Fotis Doulos, part of the investigation before he passed away, was that he was caught on surveillance dumping trash bags. Remember, over like a 4 mile stretch across Hartford?
Yeah. Yeah. In Hartford. Yeah.
Are we now looking at that? And like, how do we then jump to there? Because now you need to find where this liquid Benadryl came from. And again, if this was the murder weapon, if you will, clearly it's not there. I don't think so. How do you miss that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're there. I mean, the Doulos case was so much more planned and involved. I think, you know, even though there were a lot of flaws in what he did, obviously the video camera of him dumping stuff, I don't think that's the case. So go back to what you said. How could they miss that? You know, when you respond to a scene and you do a search warrant for evidence, you know, you think about somebody going into your house right now, you know, well, or a random house right now, going into my house right now, and you don't know what you don't know. So there's like, well, there's 16 pens over here. There's a pair of scissors over here. You know, you would look towards, it would be unfathomable that you'd be able to do that. It's impossible to do that. So, you know, could they have found Benadryl bottles and not even thought anything of it? Sure. I mean, you know, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Maybe if they were laying next to her, that's a different case. But I don't know, Melissa. I don't know whether, you know, you'd have to. I don't know. I'm trying to go into the mind of somebody who would intentionally want to hurt her and kill her. Is that the way you're going to do it? Like, I'm going to make her drink. I don't know. I don't know.
Here's why I went to Doulos, just to kind of let you know where my brain is at. Mm-hmm. I know when Gary says I don't know to me six times, it means he's getting frustrated with me. So
no,
here's why I went there, Gary, is because you're talking about almost four Poland Spring bottles of Benadryl.
Sure.
Okay. So even when you hear about these Benadryl challenges on social media, that kind of negates it, because I don't know if a 12-year-old, and again, I've never experienced that, I don't know if a 12-year-old would be able to consume that on her own before passing out or something happens. Like, I don't know how she'd be able to do that. Again, I've not been through that myself, so I can't speak to that experience. But the other thing is, how do you get that into somebody's system before she passes out? And to me, it's like, maybe you put it into something where, you know, again, and I know I'm going down a place where it's like, hey, we don't know that yet. And that's kind of your point. This is where I feel like we draw the line from reporter to police, where you're like, we're not there yet. Stop. But I'm kind of like, no, I'm already crossing over the line a little bit. But to me, you would do something offsite, put it into something she would never know she's drinking, and give it to her. I don't know. That's why I'm thinking, do you now have to go and go beyond the house? Do you now have to find that evidence beyond the house? Like, was that poured into something offsite? That's where I'm kind of going.
Yeah. And that's the quandary that, you know, if you think about it from it, and you are doing an investigation. That's what police ask. So everything that we're having our discussion on, I'm not getting frustrated with you at all, is you don't know what you don't know. So you're asking good questions, because that's what investigators are doing as well. Because I thought about it. I'm like, okay, well, was it injected in her? Well, if it was injected in her, the autopsy probably in all likelihood would have found an injection mark of some sort,
right?
A needle mark, whatever. So yeah, and even it, take away the Benadryl. If you're going to drink 3.5, you know, bottles of water, I mean, that's a lot of water to drink in one sitting.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part that's tripping me up, Gary.
Right.
That's honestly the part that's a lot. Like, that's an insane amount of liquid Benadryl. That's crazy town.
Especially when you take the effects of Benadryl, it makes you sleepy. So you're right. How sleepy can you, how quickly can you become so sleepy that you're not drinking anymore? And then are you forcing someone to drink? Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns, but that's part of the investigation. So remember, they responded to the scene. They talked to parents. They talked to people because they don't know what they have. They do interviews with people. They have evidence. Now with the medical examiner report, they're going back and seeing whether or not what was said in the beginning makes sense. Was there, you know, what's going on? Is there someone else that had been? I don't know. So there's a lot of questions. This just leads to more questions that hopefully they can get answers to. Investigations are good investigations, especially challenging ones like this. You want more questions. You want answers, obviously, at the end. but you want more questions because you don't know right now. Now, oh, the medical examiner comes back with a report. That's really strange. Never heard of that before.
Right.
Now there's more questions to be answered, and that's what you want to continue the investigation. The more questions, the more effort and the more energy is directed towards answering those questions that the medical examiner provided you. The medical examiner gave you a lot. Now you have a lot more questions, and hopefully they can find the answers as part of the investigation.
Yeah, I think that amount, like when I realized how much we're talking about of liquid Benadryl, that to me, like, and I guess I would need almost like a medical professional to tell me, but I'm just thinking logically. I'm thinking about a 21-year-old man who chugs a beer, okay, a can of beer, which, you know, again, could be a struggle for some, maybe not all. But I'm thinking this is somebody who is, you know, twice the age of a 12-year-old. And you're talking about chugging 3.5 bottles worth of a liquid medication. That is just so suspect. It is crazy to me, and I don't know how we could even think that this was accidental, like that this was like, oh, you know, like she went too far. I just don't even know how she would be able to do it.
Right.
That's where my mind is. Like that's right. And if that's the case, then where in the world did that come from, and how in the world did it end up in her system without any trace? Like any trace of it entering her body, like how did that happen? It's I don't know, blows my mind.
Yeah, no, that and you're asking all the like I said, you're asking the right questions because they're still pursuing evidence of a homicide,
right?
Because they still have not answered that question. More information comes in. You know, if you're on a highway towards, you know, investigating a potential homicide, you know, if you take an exit ramp and if the autopsy came back and it said, oh, this was her cause of death, and it's not a homicide because it makes sense. Then it's like, okay, it's not a homicide. We still have he was arrested for a sexual assault or that part of the investigation continues. And this is an accidental death because of this. That has not happened yet. If anything, this has led to a stranger and more difficult investigation because it's something that we don't really understand yet.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll keep a very close eye on it, as I know you will. Gary McNamara, our law enforcement expert on the show, thank you so much. And we will talk again very soon. I do know that.